Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli-Minor, and we want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. It's always a pleasure to have so many listeners tuning in to listen to the topics that are absolutely, absolutely amazing, all about preventive and natural health, personal growth, and positive news. We are really blessed to have been producing Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show for 25-plus years, and I think I am dating ourselves. My business partner, Tom Katowski, and I deeply want to say thank you and express our gratitude for all of your support throughout these many years. Mind, Your Body, and Spirit is being brought to you by the Healthy Referral Newspaper. The Healthy Referral is our full-size newspaper publication that, again, has been in existence for approximately 25 years. It is a full-size newspaper dedicated to preventive, natural health, personal growth, and positive news, the same as this radio show that you're listening to on Fridays at 5:30. The topics are so varied, and this is what makes Mind, Your Body, and Spirit very interesting. People's comments to us that we appreciate so much have been, it is amazing how many kinds of different modalities there are to help people prevent and or to help heal after they've already gotten something that needs definite attention. Our contact information is 216-533-2273. Again, that's 216-533-2273. Our web address that you can go to that we would really love for you to check out, you can actually pull up a copy of the Healthy Referral Newspaper right there on our website. And it is www.healthyreferral.com. And it's just as it sounds, HEALTHYREFERRAL.com. We, of course, have our email addresses, several of them. One of them is healthyreferral@gmail.com. In fact, I'll just give you that main one. It's, again, healthyreferral@gmail.com. And one thing that we'd love to do is to hear from you by either email or phone and give us your suggestions or your comments about what you're hearing on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit. It is because of you that we do our show. It is because of you that we publish the Healthy Referral Newspaper and the numerous other things that we do that are available to you to benefit from. So please always feel that you can give us a call. And it doesn't have to be about anything specific. If you're hearing things on the show that you want to ask further questions about, you can definitely call, for instance, our guests that we have our interview today with. You can call them directly with questions about what they are sharing with you. If you have interests or questions in regards to being on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit or advertising in our Healthy Referral Newspaper, then that would be directed to our number, which is the 216-533-2273. All right, I am going to go ahead and slip into an interview that we have been very excited about. And the reason for this is because of all of what much of the world, let's put it that way, has been hearing about in regards to health insurance or health care. And there was a program that I had heard about a while back, and with, I'd say, divine guidance, it showed up again, and actually I realized how much further ahead it was or is than it was, some years ago when I first heard about it. So I am not going to say much more. I always like to just give our guests the opportunity to have the floor for their 20, 25 minutes. And I will say that this interview is by what is called Liberty Health Share. And I believe we have our guests on the line. Are you there?
I'm here. Thank you very much, Marcia. Looking forward to it.
Oh, I have been so excited about this. It's been at the top of our pay attention to list since I first talked to your wonderful person. I don't have all my notes in front of me, but the girl who I was talking with, what was her name again?
It was probably one of our key team players. And her name is Marcia Lynn. Yeah.
Okay, because she was just wonderful. Oh, we ended up talking for, well, I don't know if I should say this. We ended up talking for like 40 minutes, and of course it was all
wonderful. And it's amazing, frankly, with Liberty HealthShare, there is a learning curve for someone to understand how healthcare sharing is different from and not a part of and distinct from insurance, because we're not insurance, we're a healthcare sharing ministry. And so we stand in support with one another. It's neighbor helping neighbor, member helping member, and we meet each other's healthcare costs as a community. That is such a totally distinct concept and mindset from insurance. And so it sometimes takes several phone calls in order for someone to grasp that difference and just go through that learning curve, because that's in fact what you've just described is very typical.
Well, I could have also shared more about you and everything, but I like to give the guests the opportunity to do that. So if you'd be so kind to let the listeners know just who you are and your name and so forth, and what led you into what you are presently doing with HealthShare.
That is so kind, Marcia. Thank you for the opportunity. My name is Dale Bellis with a B. I like ring the bell with IS on it. Dale Bellis. I'm the executive director of Liberty HealthShare. And Liberty HealthShare really was launched at the time of the passage of the Affordable Care Act. It just struck me like a ton of bricks after 2 decades of it being an administrator of healthcare programs. I just felt the urge that there had to be a way for men and women who love freedom, men and women of conscience, and the ordinary American to be able to have to meet their healthcare costs free from government intervention. And so I started to do my research, put together, as I said, my past 2 decades of experience, and melded together an organization that's really it's a relaunch. It's a reorganization of an existing healthcare sharing group that's been in existence since the mid-90s. And Liberty HealthShare is nothing more than a group of people who've associated together around a common cause, and that's to share each other's medical expenses on a regular, systematic basis. And we do that without the help of an insurance company or the government.
Amen.
I should add that Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing ministry, and we share our bills based upon a certain set of shared beliefs. And those shared values are common to most Americans, that our rights and liberties come from God. We have the right to worship as we choose. But most importantly,
absolutely,
we have the responsibility from God to take care of our bodies, because our bodies are temples.
Yes.
And we have the responsibility to be stewards of our health. But we also have a responsibility to help our fellow man when they're in need. And the fifth one is that we have the right given to us from God to manage, direct, and control our own health care free from government intervention. Those are our core values. And anybody who resonates with those, they're our kind of folks. We welcome them in.
Well, I would say that when a person that is the least bit conscious hears what you just said, I can understand why your phones would be ringing off the hook.
Well, thank you. That's true. Yeah, it's
I know, it's because they were ringing off the hook.
When people take responsibility for their health, and it's their money at stake, because we are all self-pay patients. We just simply choose to share our bills with one another. We have a very robust online technology that allows us to do that month by month. But when you take responsibility for your health and engage in proactive wellness and prevention, it changes the entire landscape of healthcare as well as the costs. And that's what we experience month to month, and it's just really exciting.
Okay, so you mentioned about beginning in the 90s, and I remember in my original conversation, that's what triggered me to remember something that I had heard, and
yes,
that led the conversation into such depth whenever I first talked with her, and because I really believe that the program that we were aware of, it had to have been yours. And I know that this has been going on for a while, but you all have, I guess the best way to say it is, somewhat become more public. Would you say that?
Yeah, more open, more inclusive. It is really, we are practicing principles that Christians have observed for decades. And that is of mutual care, mutual assistance. When somebody has an expense or a need, others in the Christian community come around and assist. And that's really how this concept began. It began as a result of a pastor in northeastern Ohio who had a terrible automobile accident. His wife was killed. His youngest daughter was killed. People who knew of his ministry gathered around and paid off $50,000 of medical bills in 45 days. And he said, that's the way people ought to help each other. And he launched the first healthcare sharing ministry of its kind. This was back in the 80s, actually. And we just have taken that same model and spiritual basis, but have expanded it and made it available and affordable for all. Anyone who shares our values is welcome. We don't intrude on individual faith choices. We don't ask somebody to sign a doctrinal belief or get a note from
a
pastor.
Okay.
None
so
of that.
If I don't believe a way that you do, it doesn't mean that I can't be a part of that, right?
That's correct. That is exactly correct. And we share our medical bills based on those sets of values. We've just built on that model that's been in existence for decades. And it just succeeds because we tap into the motivation of Americans. We're the most generous nation on the globe.
I know.
And we have the motivation to assist and help each other. We just harness that specifically in the arena of healthcare, and we share our medical bills accordingly.
It's such a beautiful concept, and I have every knowing that those phones are going to continue to ring off the hook, and that, you know, more people are going to be able to find a balance, a better, a less stressful way, you know, to be moving through their lives when something does occur that requires, you know, medical assistance or whatever. So, and listeners,
well,
To that point,
I need to add, we not only share in each other's medical costs, but like a true social community, that we ask each member to set aside their share amount in an online account. We call it a share box. A single is $199, a couple is $299, a family is $449. And every month that share amount is matched to another member who has medical expenses. And we ask a sufficient number of people to send their share amount directly to them. It's all electronic, the click of a button is seamless. But at the same time, we send messages of cheer, of encouragement, of prayer to one another in some of the greatest crises of our lives. So not only are we meeting each other's medical expenses, we're giving each other spiritual and emotional and social support during those times. So we're reaching out and giving each other a hug in the middle of those medical expenses. And when you say that it changes the way in which people are stressed or experience these kinds of medical expenses, it really is truly the fact. Month after month, we're reaching out to each other like a true social community, supporting one another and paying each other's medical bills.
And one other comment I'd like to, actually, because somebody had brought this up to me. When it comes to, quote, the medical bills, can those medical bills be bills that are that one experiences from the natural healthcare arena?
Well, it's interesting because our members are the ones who set the rules for the kinds of medical bills we'll share in. Every year, we take a vote on some aspect of our program, and they decide what we will or will not share in. Last year, our members voted to include naturopathic and alternative treatments.
Awesome.
And so those are eligible expenses. I use supplementation. I'm very personally mm-hmm. very focused on integrative mm-hmm. medicine and alternative mm-hmm. treatments. And our mm-hmm. members have just simply said those are ways to meet healthcare expenses far less than conventional treatments, as well
Absolutely.
As really it focuses on what our purpose is to not only be healthy but stay healthy. And so, yes, those expenses are eligible, and our members submit those naturopathic or alternative treatment costs, and we share in them accordingly.
That's why one of the reasons out of several that I just got so excited because it's like, yes, because, I don't know how much you do know about us, or, of course, if you were on the phone as our interview
this
was
getting
started.
This is my first introduction. It's a delight to meet you. I hear the passion in your voice regarding naturopathy, and that's wonderful because we are really focused on that.
Well, and my business partner and I were talking about you all, the actual first conversation, what I had mentioned about putting some ideas together, and she was really, for that, because there's definitely a way that we could, help get this information out.
Yeah,
and,
spectacular.
Yes, and we are such, we started in 1989. My business partner and I met in 86. By 1989, the radio show had been created, the Health Referral Newspaper. It's a full-size newspaper that is national. So it started out of Ohio here in the Cleveland, Ohio area. We started it and then knew that it was an expansive energy. And, it's just like with what's happening with you, everything is blowing wide open. It's just absolutely amazing.
Well, there sounds like a great deal of synergy there and like-mindedness. And we just welcome all of those that are receptive to your message to come check us out. It's libertyhealthshare.org. We're a nonprofit organization. We've eliminated the profit motive out of big medicine, and we share the actual expenses of our members without padding a lot of costs and expenses, and that's one of the ways in which we keep our costs down. But libertyhealthshare.org, there's a phone number there for folks to call and talk to Jerry Lynn and any others there that would answer their questions. And we just welcome them to check us out and see if it might not be for them.
Well, absolutely. And Jerry Lynn was definitely the one that I spoke to.
Yeah.
We just hit it off. It's just like
we couldn't stop
talking. But anyway, I'd like to back up a moment and
sure.
First of all, if you could give the phone number, even though it's on your website, because you know some people don't necessarily go to websites. There are still people like that out there. So.
Sure. In fact, I'm one of those old school folks as well. The phone number is real easy to remember. It's 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58 and just spell out Liberty. And that'll
wow.
put you right through to our call center and our helpful advisors, and they'd be delighted to chat. 855-58-LIBERTY.
Okay, and listeners, we are speaking with Dale Bayless, and he's the executive director of this amazing organization that has been around for quite a while and is being found about more and more as time's going on here. It's called Liberty Health Share. And as Dale mentioned, you can go to the website. And if you could give that one more time, Dale.
Sure. It's libertyhealthshare.org, O-R-G, libertyhealthshare.org.
Okay.
Folks
yeah.
can request a free packet of information. We call it Decision Guide. Just simply put their name and phone number and an email. We send it out electronically or by mail based upon their request, as well as the phone number 855-58-LIBERTY. They can call and just get all their questions answered.
And Dale, I'd like to, I was going to say a moment ago before I had you share what you just did again, I'd like to back up a moment and ask you, when someone is feeling this information that, you know, that it's something that they would definitely check into, and they do decide to do it, what is the initial process for them? If we can just kind of give a little mock, you know, just like, okay, we're talking, I've looked at the information, I am interested, how does the conversation go?
Sure, we have an application process. And it's a two-step, all of the demographic information in terms of their family information, et cetera, and their agreement with our shared beliefs and their method of payment. We just simply ask them to set aside a debit or a credit card that they're contributing their monthly share amount. And again, it's $199 for a single, $299 for a couple, $449 for a family. And we share in medical bills up to $1 million for every incident after
wow.
what we call an annual unshared amount. The annual unshared amount is paid by the individual member in the first course of the year. So whatever their membership year is, they're responsible for $500 if they're a single, or $1,000 if they're a couple, or $1,500 if they're a family. And then we share 100% of that up to $1 million. And they just simply fill in the application. We also ask for a medical history questionnaire. We accept the vast majority of pre-existings. But most importantly, for those conditions that are responsive to lifestyle changes, we assign them a health coach and design a customized treatment plan just for them to make lifestyle changes so as to affect those conditions. If they meet those goals, they can then graduate from what we call our provisional program. That costs an additional $80 a month. It basically pays for the health coach. And I have to tell you, Marcia, I'm one of those provisional members, and I have type 2 diabetes. So it really is a part of the life change that I went through 3 years ago, where I brought that condition under control. And so the condition's particularly responsive to lifestyle changes, as you well know, although there's an epidemic of these chronic conditions in America today, high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and smoking. We accept smokers, but they've got to commit to quit. And we
right,
walk
that's
them
a great
through.
Thing. Admit to quit.
Yes.
That is great.
Commit to quit. You're welcome in. And so we review all of that information. There is a a first year $125 membership fee in addition to their monthly share amount. So let's assume you're single. The first month, you'd have $125 as an annual membership fee. That's only one time that year. And then each monthly share amount would be $199. And that's what you set aside to share in another person's expenses. And then whenever you have expenses or costs, those members are there to help you pay your bills.
Do you find that people who are generally pretty healthy, who don't necessarily use, let's not use the word use. Let's say they do not find themselves in need of, you know, medical services very often.
We tend to attract health-conscious people. You're absolutely right. So it's folks who are health-focused, health-conscious, have fewer bills, don't go to the hospital very often, and if they do, they recover more quickly. And it's folks with that orientation and mentality are the ones that we tend to attract. You're exactly right.
And do you find that those people that you just said, you know, that you attract or can attract, they're really okay about paying X amount, whatever that is, every month, even though they may not be using these services very much?
Because our focus is on helping and assisting and being involved with each other whenever we have a need. And so it's a giving program. But obviously somebody's got to receive along the way. But it really is a giving program. We're investing in another person. We're not sending our money away to a corporate black hole somewhere. We're sending our money to another person. We're assisting them in their time of need, giving them encouragement or prayer or words of cheer. It just changes the total mentality. So our orientation is we're looking for to help as many people as we can, as opposed to turn folks down.
Right. So
it's a whole mentality shift.
So if I may ask, what would you like to see happen, let's say, this throughout this next coming year, as far as Liberty goes? What would you like to see?
We're expanding in a number of areas. We're growing presently at about 1,000 new households every month. So we are expanding dramatically across the nation. So we certainly expect that to continue, or if not increase. But most importantly, I want to help solve the two biggest flaws in our healthcare system. The first is the cost of healthcare. And the reason why healthcare is so expensive, in my humble opinion, is that in most people's condition, most people's cases, it's a third party who's paying for their health care. That is, they're paying either a premium to an insurance company or to the government or to an employer, and when they get sick and have medical expenses, someone else is paying the bill. They don't know how much it costs. They've never seen the bill. It's not their money. So we've changed that by all of us being self-pay patients. It's our money at stake, and we're reviewing those costs and keeping the cost down. But the second flaw is we have a sick care system, not a health care system. And so we are launching an initiative to put our members in touch with doctors whose focus is on their health, wellness, and prevention, and they're using their docs as health coaches and health advisors, so that they're not looking to have a Band-Aid put on a symptom, but they're looking at the cause of an issue if they have it, and to lay the groundwork for a life of health and wellness. And we're changing that with our members. So those two areas is really what we're out to see accomplished, and it's our passion and our crusade. And we just welcome everyone to join us.
Wonderful. And can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, great. Well, I just want to say we're going to have to set up an additional time because I want to really cover so much more around this, and I want people, even though they're going to be able to tune in and hear this over and over again, we are going to send you the link of this finished interview so that you
Thank
can
you.
Actually use it in different ways. And we will talk to you more about that, Dale. But
well, God
I want
bless
to thank
you, Marcia,
you
and I look forward to it.
Right, and tell Jerry that we will be connecting very shortly again. And I just want to say thank you for doing what you're doing. And we will be in touch, and we will be of help to one another.
God bless. Thank you so much.
Lots of blessings to you. And if you can, as we're leaving now, if you can just give the phone number one more time.
Sure. It's 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY. And that'll get them right into our call center, or go to libertyhealthshare.org, and then they can see all the information there.
Wonderful. All right, Dale. Well, thank you for taking the time out of a crazy schedule, I'm sure. And we'll be talking to you very soon.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. And listeners, thank you for tuning into Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. And you know this is live. You can go on the on-demand archive section and listen to any of the shows, including this one, 24/7, and you can share the link with others. So we look forward to hearing from you with any questions. You can call the Healthy Referral newspaper and Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show at 216-533-2273. Again, that's 216-533-2273. We would love to be of help to any of you who would like to get your message out either on this radio show or through our National Healthy Referral newspaper. Lots of blessings, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.